Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, talking cool in just a moment.
It's cold, it's fresh, it's nutritious. Milk is the most wholesome beverage in the grocery store, and it all starts on the farm. I'm proud to be a dairy farmer and work hard to produce delicious dairy foods. I take pride in my commitment to our land, our cows, and it's my passion and way of life. So raise an ice-cold glass of milk and drink up to your health. To learn more about dairy farmers and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Some are saying let's wait until arbitration works its way through and then go ahead and decide whether we want to repeal cool or not. Not a good idea, though, according to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says this is something we've got to get done this year, ASAP, before those arbitration numbers are set, or we risk retaliation for the next several years until WTO is satisfied that the U.S. has responded adequately.
If we don't get it done this year, then we can expect retaliation anywhere from 2 to 5 years while the WTO looks at what action Congress may take in the future. That's the thing that everybody needs to understand. If Congress can act before retaliation starts, then there is a very good chance that the Canadians and the Mexicans will drop this case and we can walk away while maintaining our trade relationship with both those countries. If retaliation takes place first and then Congress acts, whether it's later this year or in 2016, then we have to go through the entire WTO process, dispute settlement body process again. And that could take anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And during that process, we will be retaliated against. So we are going to be harmed economically as a country, not just as the beef industry, but from all the industries that are on the list.
I guess what that's something really not has not been talked about a lot.
No, it hasn't. And that's one of the things that we're trying to make sure that the Senate understands is that, you know, there are serious financial implications here. This is no longer about the WTO process that we have seen so far, where you throw out a proposal and then you have the opportunity to have it considered for a while and there aren't any economic consequences. When you're talking about retaliation, that goes into place and stays in the place while the WTO is deliberating any changes that Congress may make.
As for the contention of some groups that there's been little economic harm to Canada or Mexico because of our cool labeling scheme, Woodall says that's based on a study by a man who has limited credibility.
Robert Taylor is not necessarily known for having solid economic studies. You know, you have seen a lot of his work in the past, and he kind of chooses his numbers, and I think that's what he has done here. He has chosen his numbers to construct a study that shows what NFU and some of the other groups want. And I think other groups are picking up on that, including the WTO. So that's why it has not seen the traction that I think the other side really wanted. And more importantly, I think both sides, the Senate and the House, have finally realized exactly how the WTO works and that there are no other opportunities for the United States to change cool. It is over. We've had that opportunity. We've had 4 decisions against cool now. It's now focused on retaliation. And since the realization has finally come to these members of Congress, now they've understood, okay, it's time to act. Let's get it done. Let's get it repealed.
NCBA's Colin Woodall talking cool. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.